You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Back on the air this morning after being runner-up for Pope, it is Mr. Todd Pyro, the host of Fox and Friends First.
Look, I mean, you win some, you lose some.
Yeah.
And I just want the people of America, the people of the world, and let's be realistic, specifically the people of St. Louis, because I know you like to fight Chicago every now and again. I tried my best, but it wasn't meant to be.
Just wasn't quite meant to be. But, you know, here's the great thing. The people in Chicago are hoping for a little stroke of good luck, a little bit of godly support of their sports teams. Just think what could have happened in New York if that had happened.
The Knicks look like they're on a pretty good run here. And everybody's seen this by now. Like last week when the Pope was picked and the Knicks had taken the first two games in Boston, based upon the play of Jalen Brunson and Josh Harder, both went to Villanova. The Pope went to Villanova. People are like, what a great run for Villanova last week, you know?
I see the connection. Boy, you guys have been wall-to-wall coverage so far, the Saudi Arabia touchdown this morning.
Oh, yeah. And this has been coordinated. They brought us in early, 4 a.m., to do our part, and then they extended Friends because we knew the schedule was going to hit at 5 a.m. Eastern, which is noon there in Saudi Arabia. And so what they decided to do was just have consistency of control rooms and shows. They moved us back an hour and brought Friends on an hour earlier so that, you know, they could follow the events from start to finish.
Well, imagine what it must have been like working at CNN this week, yesterday, having to announce the drug deal, the China trade deal, a U.S. hostage being brought back, potential, you know, peace talks between Russia and Ukraine, all in the same day. They couldn't even keep up.
And they're the breaking news folks.
I know.
that's their specialty, as the children say. So, and while all that was happening, I was on a golf course, Trump Bedminster, raising money for Tunnel to Towers with somebody who's a St. Louis resident. And I did not know this, Daryl Strawberry.
Oh, yes. He lives just to the west of downtown St. Louis and is pretty involved in ministry, from what I hear.
Yes, and we talked about that. Addiction recovery as well, mm-hmm. Ministry. What a great guy. I grew up as so many kids back then. I mean, now I'm 47, but we all wanted that Daryl Strawberry swing, even though we weren't lefties. I asked him about it. I was like, so how did that happen? He's just like, what felt comfortable for me, and for me it was all about the hands. It was a great time hanging out with him. We're on the same plane when it comes to golf. Not very good, but that's not what we're contributing to this great world. He's always willing to talk about how he's turned his life around from the addiction, and he's helping people now, which is great.
We've been playing that soundbite from the ABC reporter who was asking Trump about this plane that he's getting. I say Qatar, but Qatar, whatever, tomato, tomato.
Right.
But the reporter's like, well, this is like basically a personal gift to you. And he's like, it's not a personal gift to me. I don't get to keep the plane.
Right.
What have you guys been talking about when it comes to that?
Honestly, kind of have, I don't want to say been ignoring it. It's just out of everything that is happening, is that the number one issue? I think the focus has really been within the context of the trade deals, within the context of the deals with these countries, period. And the overall approach of getting the financing from the Middle East to combat China, because at the end of the day, that's what this is all about. This is a Middle East trip that I must have said the word China, 10 times this morning, because that's ultimately what this all relates to. And I think you raise such an important point. That said, look, I understand the optics look a little weird and it does need to be explained. So, I don't fault my colleagues in the mainstream media for asking and raising the point. I think it's fair. I think it's a fair point to raise, but I also think it's an important clarifier that you're providing. Like, it's not like, January 20th in 2029, Trump's like, my plane. I take it.
It's going to go in my library.
Right. So, by the way, my favorite part of yesterday, with all that you mentioned, have you played that soundbite this morning on drug pricing?
I have, yes.
Where he's like, I had this friend, he's fat. Right? He's on a fat drug. And, I said, it's not working for you. The ability of him to be comedic without even trying is truly it's an amazing skill.
And he probably did say that to the guy. Hey, back to Bedminster real quick.
Sure.
Is this like Pebble Beach or something? Like, if you're not a member, is it hard to get on to play there unless you're in a tournament or something?
Yeah. I don't want to say it's to the level of Pebble Beach. I've not tried. I'm not a golfer. But it's not a public muni. And my playing partner actually won the club championship in 2013, which Trump values a lot. And we kind of like, so how much it cost to get on? And he would not answer the question.
Oh.
So there you go. There you have it.
So he's probably played with Trump then, hasn't he?
He's played with him multiple times. And,
Is he beating him?
Again, that's going to stay in the vault.
that's a yes.
My guess is probably.
Okay.
Because this guy is a little bit younger. A little bit younger. He's in his 60s as opposed to Trump in the 70s. And, this guy is an excellent golfer. He plays, now that he's retired and his wife's retired, he plays all the time. So he has a little bit more flexibility than the leader of the free world. But, he's a member at both Bedminster and Trump International in Florida.
Nice. So, goals
some bucks.
There.
Goals. Some bucks.
Todd Pyro, glad to have you back, my friend. Thank you.
Great to be back. Thanks, guys.
All right, we'll talk to you later. Todd Pyro, host of Fox and Friends First. Yeah.
That might have been the most serious conversation we've had with him in a very long time.
I know.
You just never really know what you'll end up talking about.
He sounded just a little worn out from all of his golf, didn't he? I felt bad for him.
He sounded a little tired.
Last time he was complaining that his voice was all scratchy because he smoked a cigar while he was golfing, but I guess he didn't do that this time. All right, yeah, I'd love to play Bedminster. That'd be a lot of fun. No kidding. Coming up, we're going to get to 2A Tuesday. Mark Walters in with us in just a minute. We got Kim on a Whim coming up as well. And the next hour, Ryan Wiggins, host of Wiggins America. We'll be right back.